Earlier this month, China began auctioning off its state cotton reserves. These auctions are expected to continue through the end of August, just prior to the harvest of the 2016 cotton crop. Until recently, there was not a lot of information available regarding the Chinese cotton reserves and their impending auction. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with new details on how the auctions are expected to operate.
China will regularly auction off the reserves from March to August of each year. The sales of cotton reserves will not occur from September to February when the new domestic crop harvest is in the market. The Chinese government described the planned auctions as gradual and well-organized until the reserves reach a reasonable level. However, there's been no firm indication of what constitutes a reasonable level. China will follow a strategy to mainly auction off current reserves and moderately refill new reserves with high-quality cotton.
The Chinese government set a cap for the 2016 daily auction amounts at 138,000 bales.
And the total amount sold from May 3rd to August 31st, 2016 will not exceed 9.2 million bales. In 2017, the daily cap will be set at 230,000 bales. The reserve cotton will be graded by the China Fiber Inspection Bureau before being sold, since many have questioned the quality of the reserve cotton.
According to the auction plan,
the price will be based off of a combination of the latest domestic, Chinese, and world market prices. The prices will be correlated with the market and updated each week.